us two today. VFW 2931 Ladies Auxiliary.
What is that?
Is that a previous request before somebody else?
Is that a previous?
Yes.
Not to my knowledge.
Okay.
It is the combined VFW, Ellendale and Georgetown.
Okay.
They're asking for 250 from each councilman for elimination of a sign.
Each councilman.
Make a motion, we do it, I'll give them 1250 apiece.
All right, that'd be fine.
That you'll give them 1250 apiece?
The two of us.
To get to 1250.
To get to 1250.
Well, yeah, right.
$625.
$625.
$625 each.
Have a motion, Mr. Wilson, second, Mrs. Deaver, to grant $625 from their each account to total $1,250. Any question on the motion? Take a vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried.
And Living Life Fellowship?
Dynamite District 2.
That is in Greenwood.
Oh, that's Greenwood.
Mr. Wilson.
It's in Sam's District.
It's for their youth program that's open to the Greenwood community for preteens.
A specific number requested or just?
They're requesting $2,500 for programs, but.
Let's give them $500.
Have a motion, Mr. Wilson, second.
Second.
Mr. Cole. Mm-hmm. Grant $500 from Mr. Wilson's account to Living Life Fellowship for youth program for the entire community. Any question on the motion? Take a vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Okay, and we are about 1 minute away from our 11:15 public hearing on the Beaver Dam Road expansion of Belleville Sanitary Sewer District. So if you want to just walk slowly, yeah, walk slowly up here. And
you did, but
yes, you did. But they changed it. They changed it. It's 1250 between two of them. Six and a quarter each.
Mr. President, I think the clock is ticked.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So this is the time and place for the public hearing on the Beaver Dam Road expansion. Those of you present heard me give the instructions for the prior public hearing, and the same instructions apply to this. So we will call on Mr. Ashman to please discuss the ordinance or the resolution.
Good morning. John Ashman, Sussex County Engineering Department. On January 11th, 2011, I came before you to request permission to prepare and post notices for the Beaver Dam Road expansion of the Millville Sanitary Sewer District. The area includes a portion of Beaver Dam Road. It actually includes the area of Beaver Dam Road from Substation to Central Avenue, and the section of Substation Road from Beaver Dam Road to Central Avenue and the Pendel Acres subdivision. There are several property owners in the area that have expressed interest in central sewer in the past, with some claims of failing septics. This area can be served with the addition of gravity sewer lines. No pump station is required. And on April 20th, 2011, the engineering department held a public meeting at the Millville Town Hall to discuss the proposed service area, estimated costs, sewer rate structure, construction impacts, and the process for connecting to the sewer, as well as a proposed schedule. There were approximately 11 people in attendance, plus Representative Gerald Hocker. We had one resident that was very outspoken, but we were really unable to determine if he was for or against the expansion, as he left prior to Mr. Rizzo asking for a show of hands of interest. At that time, all those present responded as being in support of the project as presented. Notices have been posted and the expansion has been advertised. The project consists of 39 parcels totaling approximately 42.5 acres, with 22 of those parcels having existing homes. The system connection charge is estimated to be $0 for those homes existing at the time of the public meeting, and $5,768 for new homes as they connect. The front footage cost will be $7.27 per foot, currently capped at 100 feet, and the annual service charge of $262. These are estimated costs that were presented at the public meeting.
What was that $5,000 figure?
Homes, any new homes that would be added to the to the area.
Okay.
Now, will we get in financial trouble like we did, I think, like maybe in Dagsboro, where we didn't see the new homes come on because of the growth and stuff? And, you know, by going zero up front like that, and then going as high as 5,000, that might discourage somebody from taking some of these vacant parcels?
The actual, and you can,
I mean,
stop
it's all
me from
about that. Money, I know, with these districts. And
The small districts, if we can roll the system connection charge into the financing, I think we've been working on that package. Plus, it was a grant, basically a grant for the area that support the system connection charges.
And the other issue would be, I guess, because we have so many parcels that exceed 100 square, you know, 100 front footage. Somewhere that's getting subsidized, right? Is that
the 100-foot cap?
Yeah.
Yes, that's already calculated into it. Mm-hmm.
The vacant lots are not eligible for the 100-foot cap.
A vacant lot is not?
Is not eligible for 100-foot cap. Only those with existing homes.
Resident. How many vacant lots are there in there?
17.
And if nothing happens on those 17 lots for 5 years, I mean,
they continue to pay a front footage charge, and that would be it, yes.
Okay.
When did we go to the in
April.
April, which was before the budget was presented. The service charge is in the proposed budget at 254. We had taken 262, so there's a, you know.
Well, just I just in the back of my mind just think that as we go into these rural areas that have low density like this in large parcels, I don't know how the economics are going to work. You know, just because so many of them have the land mass to handle septic systems and stuff like that. And then so these costs, I just question sometimes as we venture into these, like I said, we're getting way back off the away from the population base. So because it can get expensive.
Yeah. And the small projects do create a problem with.
Yeah. No, $7 a front foot is.
Well, you don't have the.
Right.
Spread your costs around as like an Angola to, you know, 1,800 EDUs, it does make a difference.
So if somebody votes against this, right, or a simple majority, that area will, all those people will be forced to pay front footage charges? Or?
Basically, if you vote for it.
Right.
Right.
We vote for it. Well, right, but there's not going to be a referendum with it?
There will not be a referendum. It's simply an expansion.
Okay. And that, do we have any kind of any indication, Mike, that who wanted it? I mean,
those that were in attendance, every one of them voted that they were in favor of.
And how many were in attendance?
We had 11 people.
So 11.
It's a small project. We're serving a small area. Beaver Dam Road does have a history of failing septics. I know one of the people have had their septic back up into their crawl space on a number of occasions. And I think generally what we're serving here are all subdivided lots. There's not a whole lot of large vacant properties. It's another one of those situations where, you know, it's a project that where the costs are sort of in line with the costs we've seen for Johnson's Corner and Angola where referendums passed. Mm-hmm. And Representative Hocker spoke at length at the public meeting about his concern that septic regulations are going to change in the near future, and some of these people could get caught in that situation where they have to put that extra treatment unit on their septic and then also enter into a maintenance contract. We don't know when that's coming, but I think that resonated with a lot of the residents.
They don't have to have mound systems.
Yeah, but if only 11 showed up, it resonated with those 11, let's say, right? And out of the 11, we don't know if husband and wife maybe raised a hand. Do we know if it was 11 separate parcels?
Yeah, you're very.
You know what I mean? I've seen people, when they show up, they usually show up at couples. I'm sure both of them are. So it could have been even less than 11 that we've got to make a decision on without a referendum type, what we usually are typically.
Now, I will tell you, some of these people had showed up at our previous public meetings from Millville. when they weren't in the area being served. That's kind of how we got pointed towards, you know, even originating this project, that we had interest at those Millville public hearings.
I know. There's always interest.
We were just reacting to that and providing them with a
program. No, sewer's good. It just gets down to the dollars and cents of it. And is there any way we can write a letter to these people and ask them for a response?
They were all basically invited to the public meeting. They were actually all sent a letter to their parcels. It was not just a posting.
And we announced it that night at the public meeting we held at the Millville Town Hall that this public hearing would be on this particular date at this particular
time. But you're looking at, if it's $7 a front foot plus, and plus a service charge, you're going to be close to $1,000 a year, right?
$1,000 a year.
Well, like engineering said, I'm right in line, just a tad cheaper than Angola Johnson's Corner and Oak Orchard at this point on the bigger projects.
Normally, rule of thumb is those strongly opposed to anything are the ones that are outspoken and show up at our meetings. So it was kind of unusual that everybody was in favor. And normally, if it's a cost impact and you have a concern, you will show up and did not see that kind of show or attendance at our meetings.
The rates are high, but they are fairly consistent with what we've done in some other districts recently.
But I know that, Dave, but I know that, like, a number of people that live in this area, they move out to get away from government and, you know, telling them to do this and hooking up to this and everything else. And maybe they ignored some of this stuff. But I guess say it's a small number of people for the council here to have to base a decision on it to have homeowners now pay an extra $1,000 a year. And they say, wait a minute, what happened? How'd this happen?
I mean, this is a public hearing. They may be in the audience, correct?
Or could be, right. Okay, that's all right. That's all right.
Any more questions?
Any questions?
Nope. That's all my concerns.
Is there anyone here in support of the expansion, the Millville expansion of the Bethany Beach Sewer Sanitary District? Anyone here in opposition?
I'm
seeing none.
Don't want to
we'll
say
close
it.
The public comment.
Don't
want
to say
hearing.
Anything. Well, I know. I hate to point them out, but there is a couple in here from that area, but not taking a position. It looks like today. Come on down if you're going to say something, right or wrong, good or bad, just say something.
George will tell you what you say.
Since I noticed you back there.
Come down here. I'd rather
hear from you today than after we vote on it.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to unring the bell.
Mm-hmm. I don't know where everybody's at. You know, I'm
at the beach.
Yeah.
Please state your name and address.
My name is Ricky Clogg. I'm 34061 Substation Road. I live on the corner.
Show them right there. There it is right there. Just point real quick.
Okay, I live here. I have a vacant lot here, a vacant lot here. I have Tidewater has come down here. I've got all that on both lots, and I've got the junction box there. So if I build a home later, that it would have it. Far the sewer in a way, but when you're talking $1,000 a year and you know, I mean, I can't afford $1,000 a year.
That's each lot.
Yeah, I mean, I can't afford that.
Let me give you a little thought on $1,000 a year if you don't have one. If you had to go get somebody outside contract for it, it'll cost you close to $20,000. Now, unless you've got a regular system, and you're not, more than likely you'll not have a regular system in that area.
I want to sell. I want to sell it all and get out of here. I've been here all my life. I just want to go in. And George always said, you can't get away from it. It's following me. I don't know what to say.
Big X on your back.
I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do, George.
You got a target.
If they do the sewer, the two vacant lots I have there, would they like run the sewer on both of them lots? Would they would run that on there and just cap it off in
yes.
case if I sell it later, the sewer and water would be available.
Mm-hmm. Now, Mike, you might want to address that. Do they will we've seen in the past where a district gets created, but then the lines aren't around everywhere, and somebody's got to wait for something to happen to be able to get to the sewer to them, even though they're in the district. So not necessarily true, is it, that it's going to go right by his house? And
yeah, well, the way this is drawn up, yeah, it would go right by the lots and we'll run laterals to it. Now, I mean, he has the option of asking to be, I mean, that's why this is a public hearing. It's not necessarily for the project. This is to discuss the geographical boundary of the district. He can ask to have his lots excluded, and the council can act solely on that. Mm-hmm. That's what we're discussing here. Really, it's the geographical boundary of the sewer district.
Well, okay, the only point I'm making, this is an example of somebody who's probably living there but maybe not sure what's going on. And when they find out that each of those lots that he owns, he could be paying a front footage charge of $700 a year if this all gets approved.
That's correct.
Plus, without a service charge, so it'd either be $700 a year and the third one, so three of them would be $700 a year. One with the house would be paying an additional $200 and some typically, which would make it close to close to $1,000. Mm-hmm. So you and your neighbors.
Why would I have to pay if you put it over there and you cap it off? Why would I have to pay every year and it's not even being used until somebody put a home there?
Had to build it.
You were in a district.
Well, we had to pay for the cost of the infrastructure to run it by your house.
Pipeline we put in the ground.
I mean, I get hit twice because I own both. I get hit twice on the, you know. So I don't understand. A lot of people I talk to, George, is not for this, but nobody ever comes to meetings to say anything. I mean,
that's why I pried you out of your chair to get you to come down to share with us.
Thanks, sir.
Your knowledge of the neighborhood.
Do you want to be excluded today?
You have nothing left.
I just like to see how it goes. And if I do have sewer, it's going to be a selling point to me, you know.
Increase the value.
It's going to be a selling point, and maybe I can get it sold quicker. Mm-hmm. And maybe George can help me.
That's a big if.
He'll donate his commission.
I really don't know. I don't know what else to say. I mean, you've answered all my questions. I'm going to get it either way, but I mean, I really cannot afford it.
Here comes the boss.
Now we're going to
straighten you out.
He's tired of you hemming
it. Hello, my name is Ann Clogg. I live at 3461 Substation Road. My question is, they told us we could have a low-impact loan, a loan to cover these fees. Do you know about all that?
Well, we have programs, income-based programs, that you would have to see if you qualified in our utility billing account, or utility billing department.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Different programs for service charge. Now, the connection fees are financed in the project, so you won't need anything for connection fees. But
there's no connection fee. That's good.
Not out of pocket. It's mm-hmm. financed with the project over the term, you know, the length that you're paying. But you can contact our utility billing department. Usually it goes on the HUD guidelines for the service charge grant assistance. And I'm not sure about DENREC, but it's worth a phone call.
Uh-huh. That wouldn't include the empty lots. Is that true? Okay.
Well, the empty lots wouldn't pay the service charge.
They would just have the front footage, whatever. And that wouldn't cover any of that, no? Okay.
The assistance basically is targeted to people of low incomes that don't have people, maybe they don't have jobs, elderly, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
You may not...
Fixed income.
You may not qualify.
Pretty hard to qualify.
Very hard to qualify.
Yeah.
So don't count on those kind of programs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What we did get was some grant money to help lower the initial costs, and then they package this whole thing, but it goes on forever once it starts. And on the vacant lots, if you tried to sell a vacant lot and somebody came and looked at it, there's going to be an expense of $5,000 is what they're proposing at this point.
But that's no higher than what a mound. That's cheaper than what a mound.
It would be cheaper than a mound, right, George?
So, see, that would be my problem. If I couldn't qualify for this loan, I mean, that's going to hurt us. I mean, what are they going to do? Take my property?
No, we just put a lien against it.
We don't own nothing, Noah. You know.
Anyway, that's all right. We're talking about the boundaries today, like Mike said.
So I don't know. That's all the questions I have. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That was that too.
Thank you.
Do you know Sonny?
Who?
Sonny
Clogg?
Yeah. You don't know Sonny?
Yeah.
Is he your brother?
No, just distant relation.
Thank you, George. Mm-hmm. Thank you all.
I thought you were a little taller than him, so I didn't.
Anyone else that wishes to speak in opposition to the resolution?
That's the problem. Nobody knows what's going on.
Thank you. Seeing none, Mr. President, we'll close the public hearing.
Public hearing is closed.
And I have a resolution.
Okay.
It's resolution R, a resolution to extend the boundary of the Millville expansion of Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District to include parcels of land being on the southerly side of Beaver Dam Road, County Road 368, south of the town of Ocean View, and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, Delaware.
It's a pleasure, Council. Okay. Apparently, there is no pleasure, Council. No one accused to make a motion, so we will...
make a motion, we defer.
Second.
A motion, second, to defer. Any period of time, just defer.
Just defer.
Okay.
Gotta give Mr. Clogg time to think about it.
Any questions on the motion?
Question for engineering, right?
Yes, sir.
Can this go to referendum by...
We would have to initiate the process all over again to go to a referendum. I was sitting here thinking whether we could do like a straw vote, like send, I mean, wouldn't be a formal vote, but we could send out, you know, we did it like last year. If you recall, we had some folks asking about streetlights.
Mm-hmm. Do you object to that, Mr. Mm-hmm. Cole?
No, I'm not injecting anything. I just understand what we're doing as we go into these rural areas, and I just think a lot of people don't realize what they're getting into, and is it necessary?
Would you accept a friendly amendment to your motion that we...
Well, we've deferred. I think they can come back to us anytime and say...
That we direct engineering to do that informal straw poll.
Yeah, it'd have to be a straw poll because we don't have enough residents to do it.
Correct.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. You're okay with that?
That'd be fine. Come up just... It's deferred. You can put it back on the agenda anytime you want.
Okay.
When you think you got something. Mm-hmm.
You're okay with that? No,
we can take it. I don't think we'll be able to get responses back in a week, which would be
right, that's fine.
For posting, so we'd have to move to a new post.
No date. There's no time limit.
Okay.
No time limit.
Okay. Sure. That's
just
fine.
Come back at your leisure.
Any question on the motion?
Are you accepting the amendment, George?
I think the
amendment. We're just deferring on it, and then if they do it, if they come back with a... Right, are we just deferring, or have we got a deferring with...
You said there's a straw poll okay with you?
That's fine with me. I can do anything they want.
Okay.
He's allowed to do that anyway. They can do that anyway.
Sure.
It's at an estimate stage anyway, so we just wouldn't move forward with committing ourselves with any kind of application or anything at this point, because I couldn't.
Okay. There's no stimulus money in jeopardy here or anything?
No,
like that.
This is not stimulus related at all.
Mr. Benson.
Just for the record, go ahead. Yes.
I would suggest that the motion also indicate that the record is being held open for purposes of further input from the engineers.
Okay, good.
Okay. Is that okay with you, sir? Your motion?
Yeah.
We have an amendment. Just for the record, I think that's probably a wise thing. Well, the amendment with us, and we have a second to do that. Second, Mr. Wilson, to have engineering conduct a straw poll, and then we can move that forward at that. Any questions on the amendment? We'll vote on the amendment. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I'll vote yes. Now we have the amendment to defer, and the record will be open for those results of the straw poll. And that's some second from
second,
Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you. any proposed zoning ordinances or introduction, sir?
Yes, there are three. First is an ordinance. Take that off. An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a commercial sunroom display to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 10.22 acres, more or less. And this is filed on behalf of Terry L. Martin.
I'll introduce it.
Mrs. Deaver, introduce it. Next.
Next, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a GR general residential district for parking, storage, and maintenance of equipment with an office to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 4.28 acres, more or less, filed on behalf of Joseph Mocci, M-O-C-C-I.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Phillips, introduce it.
Okay, and then we have an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a GR general residential district for a multifamily dwelling structure, two units to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 6,986.7 square feet, more or less, filed on behalf of West Rehoboth Community Land Trust.
I'll introduce that.
Mr. Deaver, introduce that.
And those are all the ordinances for introduction.
Any additional business brought before council? None. Okay. We'll now entertain a motion to go into executive session for personnel and pending and potential litigation. Have a motion, Mr. Phillips. Second.
Second.
Mr. Cole, any question on the motion? We'll vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I'll vote yes. I'm going to executive session.